Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
It's Thursday.
It's Friday Eve. Eve.
Friday.
Do we hear baby man? My baby man is currently scratching my flower wall.
I feel like every time we're recording, I'm staring at your flower wall.
I know. I just had to cut his nails and I have hives all over me. I had to spray. I had to spray myself with like rubbing alcohol because I'm allergic when they scratch me.
I get the same thing, especially like with fuzz will like suck on like the part in my arm where it's like kind of, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
But then I get all the hives from his saliva, which is so sad, but whatever.
I know.
Live for those moments.
Right.
Kitty moments.
Kitty moments. Yeah, it was funny today. When Anthony left for work, I was laying on my stomach and Bear was literally like in between my legs, like with his head on my butt.
Aww.
He was like, is he kidding me? He used to get jealous of when Bear would be laying in inappropriate areas. I'm like, let him do whatever he wants.
Let him live.
My earth, my wind, my moon.
Oh, Bear.
Yeah, so we are sitting here and we were just trying to discuss what to do for my 30th birthday because your girl's going to be 30 a week from Saturday.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
Ew,
I know. I had such big plans and then COVID happened. So I think 31 is going to be like my real 30th. I want to like rent a house. I wanted to rent a house and rent like a boat for a day and like in Florida and do this whole big thing. But I'm going to wait, I think, till next year, just till it's safer, you know?
I think everyone kind of just like skipped their birthdays this year.
I know.
Like, you know, postponing till next year.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I love how those pants just don't have a seam in the front, though.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
I love it. I feel like that kind of like smooths out the front of you.
Yeah, they fit really nice. And I'm wearing yoga pants, by the way. So I actually worked out this morning. And when last week when she came, I have a lady that comes to the house. I was wearing Nike pants, like Nike workout pants. And I sweat right through them. You saw like every part of my body was soaking wet. And I'm like, what is the point of yoga pants if you like see the sweat through them? Like these ones, you didn't see the sweat through them, which was nice.
So. No, they're nice. The one pair of Nike ones that I have actually.
Yeah.
Like the way that I evaluate whether yoga pants are like actually good or not is if they're squat proof.
What does that mean? Like not see-through?
Like when you squat, you can see the color of your underwear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't have any of those.
That aren't squat proof?
Actually, maybe the Nike ones are.
So the Nike ones
are not squat proof.
That I just got, I bent over and was like, oh my God, you can't wear those to the gym.
Yeah.
And you can't see it. Like when you turn around and like look in the mirror, it doesn't look that way. So now like I do the squat test
when you try them on.
When I try them on.
That's smart. I never thought of that. I'm more of like an online shopper, so I kind of just get what I get.
That, you know?
Yeah, I
mean, unless they do, but no one wants to.
No,
see
you
that.
You want to be covered as much as possible. I mean, you're in spandex already, so you don't need them to be see through.
Totally. No, of course. I was just saying to Carly that I was shopping around the Jersey Shore outlets the other day. For anyone who's in Jersey and is familiar. There's sales everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I feel really sad that like retail is struggling so much right now, but like give me all the sales.
I know. I love
it. Like it's so good.
I know. I went there. And that's when I went. I went to the outlets, I think, right when they first opened, like about a month or two ago. And we went to the Nike store and he bought like 100 things. So, and I bought those yoga pants I was talking about. Why are they called yoga pants? Is that really what they're called?
I mean, I guess because you pants. Work out. In yoga?
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff and it was like, I think I got like 10 things for under $100. And for Nike, that's like unheard of.
Totally.
But yeah, not a big fan of their workout pants.
Yeah, you can't recommend them right now. But they're the dry fit ones too. And those are the expensive ones.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I have a sweating problem. So I like, you know, I do the sweat test.
I think my favorite pair of workout pants have to be the Lululemon ones.
I've never tried them.
And you know what? They're a little bit of an investment. And I have to say that – so I have grown since being pregnant from the initial size that I was wearing.
Obviously. I would hope so.
And they do stretch. Like yoga pants stretch, right? And usually if something's way too tight on you, they're going to be see-through and they won't be squat proof. But these are now probably about two sizes too small on me.
And they're still good. Oh, wow.
And they still fit me. I mean, they don't really fit me. They roll down every time I bend over because my belly is very large right now. But have to say, Lululemon all the way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I got to go check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Aerie because you recommended it.
Oh, God bless.
I know, I'm about to sneeze too. So I got these and another pair with the matching sports bras. So far I like these. I'm trying to think what other, believe it or not, you've heard of Naked Wardrobe, right?
Of course.
Their leggings, their high waist leggings are sweatproof. I would wear these to the gym all the time and they're a little thicker. And they're really high waist, so it's a little tighter on your waist. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will be like drenched. I will be literally drenched from sweat and you don't see through them at all, nothing, which is awesome. So like if you're going out to a gym, like that's something that like I care about because then I have like sweat all in the front and the back and it's just like – it's like embarrassing. And I want to go and I want to sweat. I don't want to have to worry about like everyone knowing how drenched that I am.
Yeah, no, I'm up – like I mean now I'm living in literally yoga pants, you know. So I'm a sucker for a good pair of pants. Like these Spanx ones, I wouldn't say they're yoga pants, but they're the faux leather ones that everyone's obsessed with.
Yeah.
I like these a lot. They're really comfortable. They go up to my boobs. So the maternity ones are really good.
Yeah. Does, if you guys have any recommendations on like good workout gear, like let us know.
Yeah.
I feel like it motivates you to want to work out more when you have cute outfits.
Cute. Yeah.
I totally – I love the matching bras with the pants and then I'll wear obviously like a tank or whatever over it. But and speaking of working out, it's really funny because the other day I was looking for an Apple Watch online and I had it in my cart and I just didn't know my band size, so I just kind of let it sit there. And then the next day, Anthony calls me from work. He was getting out early and he's like, I'm going to run to the Apple store. I want to get an Apple Watch. And I was like, are you effing kidding me? And then I sent him a picture of it in my cart. I was like, I want an Apple Watch. So me and him went to the mall. We got our Apple Watches. And then that night we saw Amanda and Brett for dinner. And guess who also just got Apple Watches the same day? It was so weird.
We hadn't even talked about it at all.
I know. And I really, the only reason I wanted one, which honestly I'm like regretting even getting it because I went to wear it on my bike ride the other day and it was dead because I don't wear it like all the time, is like for working out, like to monitor all that, like my steps and stuff, because I was like looking and I was like, holy shit, I don't like take enough steps, like I'm not moving enough. So I've been like keeping an eye on it, and if you don't have your phone on you, it doesn't track your movement. So I was like, all right, let me get this to like, you know, monitor my steps, you know, stay healthy, my heart rate, blah blah blah, turning 30, you know, you got to care about these things now.
I know, 10k so, steps a day, baby.
Well, I'm up to like 5 or 6,000 a day. And for me, that's amazing because there were some days where I was at like 600 or just 1,000.
No.
I know. I was like, ew, what was I doing all day?
You were laying on the couch watching Netflix.
No. I don't watch TV ever during the day, believe it or not.
Same.
Anthony makes fun of me because he comes home and I have like the TV on, but on mute. Like I don't ever watch TV unless it's at night. But
I don't even watch TV at night. But I have to say, I am absolutely obsessed with the watch.
Are you?
I can't figure out how to use it. So we'll have to go through it. But my favorite part about it is, so there's this part where you can like do some sort of like, I guess like a contest with other people who have Apple Watches.
Right, so, which we never started our contest, by the way.
I know. We have to do that. Right, but me and Brett have it set. So like there's this – if you look at it, there's like this circle in the corner and once – like the goal is to close all the circles.
Wait, where?
See this like round circle with the red and the green and the blue?
Okay.
So like if you go in, it tells you your activity levels for the day and which ones I need to close the loops on. So right now I'm looking at it and I've burned 70% of the calories. I have been standing for 66% of my standing goal for the day. So I have like my certain activity goals set, and then Brett has his set too. So he got an alert this morning when I hit my exercise goal for the day and it was like, Amanda's hit her exercise goal for the day. So it kind of motivates him to kind of go to that next level. So he exercises for a longer period of time. So it's kind of like a competition, like who could close their loops first.
I like that. But hold on, because I'm looking at mine and it says I've only done 5 out of the 30 minutes on exercise. And I worked out for 45 minutes this morning.
Right. So you have to put in your exercise.
Oh, like, before I do it?
Right. So you can track it. So it tracks it. Or if you have a target heart rate where it's considered your exercise heart rate.
I was tracking my heart rate.
So for me, anything between 130 and like 150, because I have to stay under 150, is like my exercise zone. So it'll track it as exercise.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
see, I was tracking mine. Mine went up to all the way up to 170.
Yeah. Mine went up to 170 a couple times too. Because we'll do like the rower.
Yeah.
You know, they say that like if you're pregnant that you should stay under the 150. So like that's what I've been trying to do. However, the coach said like if you have peaks where it goes higher, it's totally fine because you're healthy unless you're like unable to finish a sentence. If you go up like at 170 or whatever, 180, there's been times that it's gone up that high. It's not unsafe. They just recommend that you stay lower. So that's why one of the main reasons why initially I got the watch was to kind of track it while I was working out.
Exactly. Right.
So cool.
Yeah. I think you need to give me a little lesson.
Oh my God. I absolutely will.
So you're saying that you have to like click something before you start working out. So it tracks it.
It will. Like,
I was tracking my heart rate the whole time and it says I did 5 minutes out of 30 when I did at least 45, 50 minutes earlier. And, that's weird. So you'll
still be
later.
So you go into the activity, you'll start to track it. But what's really funny is so this morning we were doing the rower at the gym and my watch like vibrated and was like, would you like to track your rowing exercise?
No way.
And I'm like, how the hell does this thing know that I'm rowing right now?
Cool.
It was really cool. Yeah. So gotta say, like, this is definitely a step up from the Fitbit that I was wearing and it's so much more fun.
Interesting.
And I kind of feel like a Secret Service agent.
Yeah. I like how you can answer your phone. That's cool.
So fun. I like your band better than mine, though.
Really?
I mean, mine's just very sporty.
I like yours. I just got the plain, for those of you guys, obviously you can't see it. I got just a plain white loop where, like, you don't have to, like, take it on and off. It's just more of, like, a rubber band. You could, like, I mean, you could take it on and off. You just don't have to, like, put it on like a real watch. So I like it. It's cool. I need a little training session on this. So
yeah, it's funny because you can also track your heart rate like in normal times. And I see like the more I talk, the higher my heart rate goes.
Really?
Yeah. Like right now I'm at 91 beats per minute.
Are you?
93. And like my resting heart rate is at 70. So
how do I just, I can't even get to the home screen.
If you press the side button.
All right, I got it.
And you click the little heart.
Mine's, let's see what mine is. It's measuring.
100 beats per minute right now. So clearly it thinks I'm working
out.
You're
excited. 82.
Okay, so you're a lot more calm than I am.
I feel very calm. Calm, 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 calm.
Calm, 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 calm.
Remember Aunt Donna? She's so cute. Shout out to our Aunt Donna. I love her. She's the best. We love you, Aunt Donna.
Love you, Aunt Donna.
She listens to all of our podcasts. She's the best.
Best ever. Should we do some shout outs?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Green Booger Bear. Orin Fesk.
I was going to read that one too. Oh, her name's Paulina.
Oh, Paulina.
What else can I say except that this show brings me the most happy and warm feelings? I genuinely feel connected to you both and just feel like I'm having a normal conversation with my two big sisters.
Me.
I love you. I love hearing you two talk, especially love your accents. Haha. I'm so sorry for your loss. Your father was an amazing man and I loved every appearance he made in your videos, Carly. You both are so strong and I just thank you for continuing to make these episodes and putting out content for us. I can't wait for your show to get bigger, and I'm just happy to say that I've been a part of it from the start. I wish Amanda a wonderful pregnancy, and I hope you both have a great rest of your year filled with an abundance of blessings. Blessings. Love to you both from Texas. God bless
That's
you.
That's so sweet.
Oh, thank you, Paulina. We love you. And
thank you, Paulina.
What part of Texas are you from? I'm going to come visit. I can't wait. Speaking of, I can't wait to do – like I haven't done a meetup in like 2 or 3 years. Which is insane. And I wanted to do one so bad, but then COVID happened. So like once this shit's over, I'm coming to do a meetup. You guys got to tell me where, because how much fun were those? You always came to them. They were
totally
just the best.
Like, you should do it in like Nashville or like Austin.
Ooh, yeah, that would be
or
fun.
Somewhere funky and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know where we should do it next.
Yeah, totally. This one is from Dre Marie 3. I've loved Carly since her early YouTube days, and we're seriously so similar that I like to think of her as my soul sister.
Soul sister.
It's been an absolute joy to get to know sweet Amanda through this podcast, and whenever I'm listening, it truly feels like I'm hanging out with my best friends. Amanda's guided meditations always bring so much peace to my week. Thank you, girls, for your kindness, positivity, and love. You are so appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, girl.
We love you.
And we love all of you guys listening. We appreciate you coming back every week to listen to our episodes.
Yeah.
We actually have an exciting guest again for today's episode.
So who is familiar with The Bachelor?
Everyone raises their hand.
Because everyone loves The Bachelor.
Yeah. I think The Bachelor's been around forever.
Forever. And you know what? It's really funny because every time the new season of The Bachelor comes out, there's like definitely like a fan following of everyone posting about it and talking about predictions and things like that. So this week we're so excited to welcome Ashley I from The Bachelor.
Ooh,
oh my gosh.
I know.
Definitely one of the bigger names in Bachelor Nation, I guess you can say, right?
Yeah, she actually just got married. What was it, like a year ago?
Yes, 1 year ago.
To Jared. And I think they're the cutest couple ever.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah, so our mom was like fangirling hard when she found out we were going to get her on the show today because my mom, and it's funny because Anthony's mom too, are like diehard Bachelor fans. Like,
yes.
Haven't missed an episode, like have parties every week.
So yeah. We knew getting Ashley I onto the podcast would be the ultimate like girl chat because who else better to talk to about like the behind the scenes and things like that. So we are super excited about this. With mom fangirling, how about Amy fangirling?
I know. She was like prepping us. She's like, okay, well, this is this and this is that and you should talk about this. And I'm like, oh my God, she's so cute. So yeah, I mean, I have been a fan of the show for a very, very long time. I used to watch it. Like when I was single, it was like I was obsessed, didn't miss an episode. The last season that I did watch though was with Colton. So that I don't know if that was like the most recent one. So I haven't been up to date as much as I should, but I just think it's an iconic show. And actually what's funny is I remember Amanda nominated me to be the Bachelorette when I was single a year ago. But
behind
obviously that didn't happen. I know, behind my back. So obviously that didn't happen. But why don't we log on to our Zoom call now? It's just about time. And I'm so excited to meet her.
Yay. Let's get the show on the road. Do you have a tush?
I have a tush.
If you have a tush, this ad's for you. It's hard to believe that when we go to the bathroom in this country, most of us wipe instead of wash. Guilty?
As charged.
For years, bidets have been available but hideously expensive, costing thousands of dollars. The Hello Tushy Modern Bidet Attachment is here to democratize the blessings bestowed by bidets and offer clean tushies to everyone, everywhere. Hello Tushy cleans your butt with a precise stream of fresh water for just $79, Car.
Oh my gosh. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months. Because with Hello Tushy, you don't wipe at all. Ditch paper products and uncomfortable chafing when you switch to the soothing, cleansing stream of water from a Hello Tushy bidet attachment. And every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Boom.
Join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Go to HelloTushy.com/related to get 10% off. This is a special offer for our listeners, so go to HelloTushy.com/related for 10% off. HelloTushy.com/related.
You guys look so pretty.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, I'm like getting total body envy right now.
Like, she's like 7 months pregnant.
Well, you look fantastic. Nobody would ever know.
Until she stands up.
Until I stand up.
Nice to meet you.
I've watched plenty of your YouTube videos.
Oh, so. Really? Thank you. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you for coming on. We're very excited.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you.
My mom's like a huge fan. She was so excited. Like, can I come in? I'm like, no, mommy, you stay home today.
That's so sweet. Well, tell her that I looked like red and sweaty and everything that she didn't see on TV.
Oh my God.
And I'm so sorry to hear about your guys' dad.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it sucks.
It's definitely been a roller coaster, but
yeah.
You know, this year 2020 is terrible. One for the books, right?
Yeah. Where are you living right now?
I live in LA, okay. But we've been going back and forth between the East Coast and West Hollywood a lot because there's no really reason to be here because there's absolutely nothing going on in LA. So we're going back to my husband's from Rhode Island and I'm from Northern Virginia. You guys are Jersey girls, right?
Yeah, we're Jersey.
You guys get it. My grandma lives in Dumont, and my whole family is from Bergen County.
Oh wow. Okay.
Because on my bachelor, like lower third, it said Jersey because I was living there for that year. And I was like, can you put Virginia? I was like, I have lived in Virginia for over like 20 years. Like, that's my home. And they're like, yeah, we'll put Virginia. And then the show aired and it was Jersey. I was like,
they did on purpose.
They did. They wanted me to be the Jersey girl because that's how I came across, which I've got no problem with that.
It's kind of like a conversational piece. So.
Right.
It's always like, oh, Jersey Shore. And we're like, no.
No, that's definitely why they did it. It is like a conversation piece and there's like a stereotype, but like I think a Jersey girl is like the warmest. Like, it's usually, they're usually like very friendly and warm girls.
Huh. Well, thank you. I feel like a little loud, a little in your face, but like strong, like we're
full
like
of emotion.
Yeah. Definitely full of emotion. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just married
a year ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just having like flashbacks from being in Italy, right? Like, how amazing was that?
I legitimately miss that food every single day. Like, I think about it often because it's just it's so different. You can eat anything in as much quantity as you want and it doesn't really affect you.
What part of Italy were you in?
We went to Capri and Positano, and then we went to Santorini as well.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I heard Santorini is like the place to go, like as a couple. I was in Mykonos last summer, not the summer that just passed, the year before, and I wanted to go there, but I was single at the time, so.
Is Mykonos as party city as they make it seem?
Yeah. I missed my flight on purpose, like, 2 times. I think I was there, like, total 2 weeks. It was awesome.
We're like, are you ever coming home?
Yeah, I purposely kept missing. My mom was like, are you kidding me? Get home. But it was wild. It was a lot of fun. It's definitely, like, really crowded and a lot of parties, and I don't personally love, like,
I don't like that environment. It makes me kind of nervous.
Yeah. I didn't really love like a couple places we went once and I was like, you can't even move around. You can't even go get a drink. And I hate that.
Yeah.
So like that part about it, I didn't like, but that was like the more like popular spot that I guess like everyone goes to or whatever. But it was like one of the best trips of my life.
I feel like Santorini is more of like the couple's island. That's like the spa island versus the party island.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were in, on the Amalfi Coast last year around the same time too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went to went to the top. Was that Anna Capri? Went like the all the way to the top.
My most near-death experience was literally driving to Positano.
Okay.
Because the road is maybe like a quarter mile above the water on the cliff, and there's barely any guardrails. The buses come like flying around these corners. We did it at night. And it was truly like horrific to look off to the side and be like one little wrong move, like a swirl in the road to like get you all jumped up and you're going down.
Yeah. And I feel like the drivers go so fast too.
So fast.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable. Like just driving these huge tour buses where they should like, where there shouldn't even be buses.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's really, this made me think of it, and it's really fucked up. I feel bad for even saying it, but wasn't there, like, a cruise ship, and there was, like, a lot of older people on this little bus, and it, like, fell off the side of the mountain? Did you hear about this?
How long ago do you think that was?
It was, like, a couple years ago.
Maybe, like, 10 years?
No.
8 years? I don't know. It was, like, one of those scenarios where they're, like, going around these corners, and the whole bus, like, fell off the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to look that up. That's so scary. Yeah. That's, like, my worst.
It popped in my head.
That was scary.
Really terrible. I feel bad for even bringing it up. But you survived, so that's good. At least you survived your honeymoon trip. Because
when we were driving up the coast, I went with my husband and his family, and we rented this, I don't know, 9-passenger van, and it was stick shift. And
who was driving it?
Brett was driving. My husband was driving. First of all, he doesn't drive stick. Second of all,
stick on those roads.
A 9-passenger van.
Okay, you beat me with the near-death experience. That's for sure.
It was the scariest thing of my whole life. And then on the way back, he was maneuvering up these roads and he had to back up. He made this too wide of a turn. We couldn't make the turn. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that sounds terrible. Awful. I would never have been in that van.
No.
I'm happy I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was just bad because then his dad was in the front. It was just this whole
nightmare.
I was like yelling. I was like, wah, wah! And then that doesn't help the matter any bit. Then there's like just falling off of anything in a car in general is my biggest fear. Like scary bridges, those curvy roads on the sides of mountains. That's what I have nightmares about.
I totally hear you.
It's like I fell off a bridge in another life or something. And that's how I died.
I mean, do you believe in past lives?
To a certain extent, yeah. We had a medium on our podcast, and she made like a lot of sense about the incarnation and heaven. It was very interesting. She's amazing. You guys should try to get her on here. Her name is Monica, the medium. She read my best friend, and I didn't even know my best friend had lost her cousin before we ever met. Her cousin passed away when she was like 24. I met her at 25, and she's like, I have this young man coming through. Like, I think he might be like a cousin of one of yours. And then she's like, does anybody think he's a cousin? And then like Naz raised her hand, and she started saying all this stuff that even Naz didn't know. And they confirmed everything. It was mind boggling. She's like crying. But what she said about reincarnation and stuff is that you go to heaven, you're basically like reunited with all of your family. And then like, if there's like a part of your soul that still needed to be worked on, like that little part of your soul goes back down to earth. Yeah. But like you are with your family.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I believe in all that stuff too. Wanted to try and find a good medium. I have someone that I have gone to before, but I just feel like I want to go to someone like random that like wouldn't be able to look it up and
right.
just like,
you know, I know.
Yeah, you want to believe, like I believe in all of that, but it's like you want to have someone that like you that has like no idea anything, because then it's like it's better, you know.
It's even harder to believe it when you're a public figure and they can do so much research on you. Exactly. But that's why it was kind of cool that Naz was the one that was read. And if you go back and listen to that podcast, it'll make you feel like really, I don't know, comforted.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to definitely check it out.
That makes me so happy.
I know. That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
So were you somebody who, like, believed in, like, mediums and psychics?
Yeah. I did believe, but that just, like, that did it. You know what I mean? I was like, no more doubting.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that. We'll have to check her out and check out that episode. That's really cool.
Definitely.
So I actually posted on my story if anyone had any like questions for you or for us in general. So Sarah Alsop wants to know, in what ways did going on The Bachelor change your life? Pros and cons.
Okay. So a pro is definitely that like I don't get nervous at all for anything. It's like live TV, whatever. Like, right. No nerves, because once you date and kiss somebody on TV and then like have to confront your enemies from the show on TV, like nothing can get more like worrisome than that. And then you definitely gain a sense of confidence. The show either like boosts your confidence and self-esteem so much, or it totally derails it. But for most people, I think it builds a self-esteem. Once you put all your insecurities and vulnerabilities out there in that confessional room, you're kind of like, if I can talk to like 7 million people on ABC, I'm pretty sure I can have this private conversation on a date with a stranger. Like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
So you like kind of just embrace yourself way more after the experience, and just talking about sensitive subjects becomes far more comfortable. There's not a whole bunch of downside, except for like, if you do get the bad edit, or if like you have a pretty good edit like me, but you end up having like a bad episode or two, or you did something super stupid, like then you have like a week full of hate on social media, and that's exhausting, especially because with your contract, you can't really explain exactly how it went down. Mm-hmm. It's more frustrating than anything, but if that's my dog, if you are somebody who like can, it's easily fragile when it comes to criticism, like,
And social media is so harsh. Like, they think they know the whole story and they just want to, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they also take everything like blatantly. So yeah. It's like, if you said it, like, that's how you meant it. They never think like, oh, maybe she meant it more like this, but didn't like use the right words to support the statement, you know.
Yeah. So were you a fan of the show before you went on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a fan for about 5 years beforehand, and we always joked about my friends and family always joked about me being on it.
Yeah.
And is anybody joking to you about being on it?
She applied for me. I was single for a full year, and she's like, I just made you apply for The Bachelorette and pretended to be you. I was like, oh my God.
That's what, how most people get on, truly. Yeah. I feel like 25% are like me and actually apply themselves.
Yeah.
And I was just in grad school, and I had just graduated with my master's in broadcasting. And I was like, what'll get me in the door with broadcasting, but what will also like maybe fill a gap in my life that has never been filled, and that's having a boyfriend. So I was like, let's go and try to do two things at once. And I made a very elaborate audition tape, and they didn't call me for 9 months.
No.
So then when I got the call from LA on April Fool's Day that they wanted to meet me in person, I was like, no freaking, it was the last thing I expected.
Right. You're probably like, is this a prank?
I knew it wasn't because the area code.
Okay.
But my friends all thought it was a prank. Like I had to screenshot that it was an LA phone.
Wow. That is so funny.
That's funny.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
That's a good story.
Yeah. That's honestly so cool.
Thanks.
So, I used to watch the show all the time. I was single for most of my life. So I would just like watch it and cry, and I was obsessed with it. And then I had a boyfriend for a couple of years, so I stopped for a little bit.
Who's like the mom's favorite leads?
He loved Ben Higgins.
Okay, great.
She was so obsessed with Ben.
Yeah, I think everyone
who isn't obsessed with Ben, like especially moms. Moms love Ben. My mom could like gush about Ben for the longest time. She's like, he makes me feel so like he has this presence about him. He's so calming and
So I saw that, was it Colton, that they got like a restraining order, the girl he picked? Did you see that?
Yeah, it's getting messy out there.
I mean, that was the one season I did, that recent season that I did watch, and I was like, it was like cringeworthy. I felt so bad for him.
You did watch his season?
Yeah.
I mean, that fence jump was one of the greatest Bachelor moments of all time. It actually lived up to all the teasers that they had.
Right. Usually they make it seem like it's something and then it's not really, but yeah, I know. That one was crazy.
My season, they made it seem like this girl was pregnant, because the backstory of it is the girl like was in the house, living in the house, and her period was late, but she had like slept with somebody the week before she came to film the show. She was pregnant with that guy's baby.
Of course they like took that and ran with it, and they were like, just like create the drama. That's so
great. They probably loved when she was like, can you run to CVS and get me a pregnancy test? They're like, we will be getting shots of the trash can.
They probably had it for her in like a minute. That's funny.
On my podcast today, we were talking about the spirituality of cats and how like they sense the afterlife.
Yeah, for sure.
They totally do.
What's crazy is the night that our dad passed away, we came home and I have this like huge Moroccan style mirror that my dad actually hung in my house. And my little cat, the baby one, he was baby man. He was literally climbing it and meowing like up at the ceiling for like hours. I went out there, I turned the light on, and I was like looking to see if there's like a fly or a bug or something, because usually that's when they'll start like making noises. There was nothing out there, and he was doing it for like 3 hours, and he was like trying to climb it, and I was like, that is so weird, he's never done that.
Every night since our dad passed, the cats have been on the counter just like staring.
Yeah, they like look in the corners,
like up at the corners,
and they never did that before.
No. What's actually really weird is we went to Salem not too long ago, and I came home with like all kinds of stuff, like crystals and a magic wand and all this stuff, and like I feel like I've definitely brought like energy or something into the house, and all the cats were all like looking up in a corner one night, the first night that I got back, and I was so freaked out. I slept with all the lights on that night. I was like, all right, this is like a little eerie.
That's super interesting. Did you know, this is what I learned today, 40% of the people that live in Salem practice witchcraft to some degree, basically. And the true definition of witchcraft, what I learned today, is that like it's just somebody who believes that they can change the energies around them. So it's not that creepy.
Right. There's like the dark magic, and then there's like the more like energy.
It's like energy healing, crystals, like the energy around you, auras.
Have you ever been to Salem?
No, I might go this fall because, when my husband's from Rhode Island, so we may take a little trip up there that Halloween week or afterward. I've always wanted to go. It's cool, right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth the trip.
I've been there twice now, and each time it's just better than the last.
So really? I
highly recommend it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shops too, and everything's really like affordable, I find, which is nice.
It's not overpriced.
It's not overpriced. No. So if you want like new crystals and stuff for the house, you can actually afford it. They're not charging like 10 times the amount, which is always good.
Some of those places are like insane. Those intuition places. Two other little facts about cats that I learned today that you guys might think is interesting.
Well, I can't wait.
This one witch when her grandma passed away, the cat was on the bed with her. And the second she took her last breath, the cat went like this and like stretched out and moved everything towards the window, like went like this towards the window, like as if she was sending her away.
Wow.
But then the craziest one is, have you guys heard about that cat that lived at the nursing home? And whenever the cat would arrive to someone's room, within 24 hours, that person would pass away.
Yeah, I did actually hear that.
He called it the cat of death or something like that. Ooh. And the cat just had the sense when the person was going to pass over.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've heard a lot of stuff. I mean, I haven't done much research, but I've heard a lot of things like about cats.
Well, they can sense pregnancy for sure.
Really?
Yeah. So my cat like drapes himself over my belly, and he has been doing that. He used to like stand on my chest and like whatever, but now he literally like drapes himself right over my belly, and he won't like do anything weird to it. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, he knows. Yeah. And then I researched it, and they totally can sense it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My friend is 8 months pregnant now. And my dog was in the car and she was in the passenger seat. And I said, like, I'm sorry. She's just going to keep going back and forth between your belly, like to the window and to the center console, to the windows of the console. Cause that's what she does with me. Like every time I'm in the passenger seat. And then with her, she just laid right there. Just right in the crevice of the belly. It's like, they do know. It's pretty amazing.
Animals are smart. What kind of dog do you have?
Do you want to see her?
Yeah, please. I mean, I'm obsessed with animals. We're obsessed with animals. Yeah.
Lois.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. She's so cute.
What's her name?
Her name's Lois.
Lois.
First of all, the name. I can't with the name Lois.
She looks like a Lois.
She couldn't be anything but a Lois.
Yeah, look at her.
Oh, my God.
What kind of dog is she?
Well, she's 30% Pomeranian, like 20% Shih Tzu. She's got some American Eskimo dog in her, some Shiba Inu. She has a little bit of poodle, I think. So she's like seven or eight different types. We did a dog DNA test on her.
That's amazing.
But her ears are definitely from her Pomeranian, her Shiba Inu. So she gets alert, her ears will go up. But right now,
hi, pretty.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing?
I love her.
Yeah, she's so cute. I want a dog so bad.
I know.
My five cats, I'm like, it's going to be a freaking madhouse here.
Yeah, I don't know what you do when you have five cats, because I don't know how they would assimilate.
I know. It sounds crazy, but, like, I don't even know where any of them are. Like, they're always all, like, sleeping somewhere.
What do you think it is about people that, like, once they get a cat, they, like, need all the cats?
You get one, and like, you always need to get a second one, because with cats, you can leave them home, and, like, they're fine. Yeah. Where dogs are a little bit more, you know, you have to walk them and all that. So I think the point of getting two for me was, right, he needs a friend. She needs a friend for when I travel and all that. So that's why I got two. And then I was out at a barbecue, and there was like this little baby stray kitten, and he came right up to me, and he just sat on my lap for like 7 hours. So I waited a day to make sure it was no one's like cat. And then the next day I went back and he was still there. So I took him home. So I saved a life. Yeah. So I had to get the third one.
Yeah. You know what? You're like, they're not much work. So let's just keep bringing them in.
Totally. I have the space, and I'm very, very clean. Like, oh my God, look at Lois.
We only
care about Lois right now.
I know. Same.
She's like the dog versus bear.
I know, where is it? People get one. I feel like we gotta let them meet and see. Cindy's actually like good with dogs. Hold on.
Is this your first pregnancy?
Yes.
How's it going?
So excited.
How are you feeling?
I've been good. The first like trimester was really rough, but now everything's kind of like settled down. But he's so low. Look at this cat.
This is Cindy Crawford. Like, see her mole? Like, see.
Oh my goodness. How stunning are you?
This is my firstborn, first out of the womb.
Oh, beautiful.
And she runs
away. Oh my gosh. She's a precious angel, though.
Yeah, just they're really easy. So, I mean, I would love a dog. Maybe when I have a yard.
Yeah, it's so helpful. Like at my parents' house, we just open the door and they get to go out themselves. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Yeah. But we are like, so my husband and I are going to try and have a baby soon. And we're just like confused how we're supposed to love anything more than her.
I said the same thing to my husband the other night. I'm like sitting there staring at Fuzz and Pablo are my two cats. Yeah. And they are my entire heart and soul. And I'm like, am I ever going to be able to love something more than Fuzz and Pablo?
I think when you hold like 50% you, 50% your husband, like in your arm, you'll find a way.
You can't know it. I don't think we know it or can like, conceptualize it until it's here.
Yeah.
But we are just constantly like babying her and we're like, there's no way anyone's going to be better than you. We know this.
Well, that's so exciting. Like, best of luck with all of that.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Should be interesting.
Yeah, definitely a journey for sure. I'd say. I mean, I never thought that every time I laugh, I'd pee a little bit.
That's my life now. Huh?
That's a whole other story.
Is there anything else that's like totally unexpected that no one told you?
Anything unexpected? You know, I really thought that I'd be able to like fit in my clothes and just put some like pants extenders on. I have been continuing to like work out and do CrossFit and everything, but my endurance is so low. I used to be like crazy.
Like you used to be able to do like anything.
Yeah, no, I can't even do like a push up, not even one, or a pull up, not even one.
Could you work out like the first trimester at all, or are you just totally fatigued?
No, I forced myself to, and they say that it's a lot healthier if you continue working out like during your entire pregnancy, because number one, you'll bounce back. Number two, it makes labor a lot easier because if you have like a stronger like abdominal area, like it makes it easier for you.
Okay.
So my doctor said, like, just keep doing what you're doing, working out. I was doing, like, my HIIT exercises and stuff. Like, it was tiring, but it was 100% worth it.
And plus, like, there's something that, like, would probably feel good about just the blood flow. That way you don't, like, have, like, a whole bunch in your lower area. Like, you feel like you're just getting the circulation going.
Yeah, and, like, I have friends who are on their, like, third kid, and they didn't work out at all during the whole thing, and, like, they're tired, they're fatigued, they're tired now after having their babies. And I'm like, I just want to be able to, it's definitely keeping me active and accountable and, you know, getting.
What about though, like she said, like something that people don't really tell you, like what about your like boobs and your nipples?
Gigantic,
right?
Like if you want to go there.
I never knew. I knew like they say your boobs get bigger, but like I never heard like that.
I showed Carly my nipples the other day.
They're really like, dark. They get very dark.
And wow.
One of my best friends just had a baby and she was telling me that like that happens because it's like an easier target for the baby to find your nipple.
No way.
Yeah, so that's why that happened. So like there's a reason for everything, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's so interesting because like, you know, I mean the thing that I remember being taught in school when we were learning about all this was that like it's so easy to get pregnant, like you can get pregnant anytime, anywhere, anything.
I know, right?
And it's like technically really hard. Like you really gotta like there's like 3 days out of the month where
You know,
and not saying that people should not use protection and not be careful, but like, I feel like it's a lot harder than they make it out to be in school.
Definitely.
Like, something that they don't really teach you.
But
either.
Kids don't try that at home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't listen to my advice, but like, technically, right? If you're there's people that try and you really have to track
you have to track it. Ovulation. So when we like finally decided, like, okay, we're going for it, like, we're just going to do it. We missed it like 2 months in a row and I'm like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. But what happened was like, we got the ovulation tests on Amazon and,
So I've got my Ava bracelet and my thermometer from menstrual cycles. Like I know what you're talking about. It's so, a thing.
Like, I started keeping track and what I realized, like most people like ovulate on day 14. I was like all the way on day 21. So that was like why we kept missing it. Oh. And then,
and then
we tracked it, boom, pregnant.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So you were like you peed on the little, there's like little thingies that you pee on, like not a pregnancy test, but like it's an ovulation test that you pee on.
Yeah, and it gives you a happy face and it flashes and it lets you know if you like have the right levels.
How weird. But yeah, like, also
I never thought that you would do that, but I freaked out after the first 2 months.
You have like a 20% chance each month if you're trying and tracking.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not super high. My friend, who is in her third trimester, she said that she had this insecurity develop this week that her nose is getting bigger. And apparently it's an actual scientific thing. It goes back to normal. But the reason that your nose gets bigger is so that it can get more air in there for the baby.
Really?
Wow. Isn't that nuts?
Interesting. I did hear about the nose getting bigger. I thought it was just because you're gaining weight.
Yeah, I thought it was like just be puffy, you
right,
know?
Everything gets big, so. Oh, wow, that's so interesting. Your body is crazy. Like, this is like alien shit.
I've also been snoring like a Mack truck.
That could be why.
Your nostrils are
Well, that's what we said. I think the nostril, like, they're opening up, and there's lots of, they say that like, you get like 80% more blood or something in your body, too. So maybe that percentage isn't right, but there's like a lot more blood flowing in the body.
Everyone's gonna be like, "God, what the hell are you even talking about?"
I know, right? Yeah. But that's
so funny.
Because it'll like congest you, like with all the blood flow.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming onto our podcast. Yeah, this is so fun.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
Thank you guys for having me. I hope this continues to be really fun for you guys, and good luck with the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and good luck with
everything.
With the baby. Hopefully, we get some good news soon, right?
Yeah. With the baby. Okay. Bye, girls.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
How much fun was that?
It was so fun. She's
oh my
so
gosh.
Cool.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That puppy, though.
So adorable. Yeah, that was so awesome. It was nice getting to meet her. I love doing these Zoom calls. It's like, I mean, personally, what I was excited about when we first started the podcast, which obviously we're in COVID, so we can't, was like, normally you get to go one-on-one and like be with the person and get to actually meet them and like have a more of a cool experience. But the Zoom calls are still really cool. I can't wait till we can actually, you know, do like more one-on-one with people. That'll be awesome.
That's going to be so much fun. But honestly, this is so much fun. We get to sit in the comfort of our own home and like they don't know if we're wearing pants or not.
Yeah. So a huge thank you to Ashley for coming on our podcast. You guys should go check out her podcast as well.
Yes.
It's called I Don't Get It, and it's with her and her sister. And yeah, she was talking about that witchcraft episode. I definitely want to go check that out too. It was the witchcraft and then also the medium.
The medium. So I actually ended up following the medium.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
So I would love to have her on this show. That would be so much fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you to Ashley.
Yes, thank you.
Why don't we announce our big giveaway that we wanted to do? Because it's been a little bit, and I know you guys really are enjoying the giveaways. So how to enter?
But what are we giving away first?
Okay, first we're going to what are you going to win?
And why are we doing this? Because we are almost at 2 million downloads. The first time we did this was at 500,000.
Was it?
It was at 500,000. That's why we did the $500 gift card.
Oh, wow.
We're almost at 2 million downloads.
Wow, that's so exciting.
That's insane.
I know. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you,
guys. We're so excited about
that. We love you.
We love you so much.
So there's a couple rules to enter, but first let's tell you what you're going to win. So what are they going to win, Carr?
So you guys are going to win two lucky winners.
Two
will be winning
lucky winners.
A $500 gift card. We can either Venmo you the money, or if you want a Sephora gift card, Amazon gift card, it's really up to you. We're going to let you guys pick on how you want the money.
$500 cash.
$500.
Holy moly. Can I enter?
And then we're going to do a big mystery box of makeup, as always, with all the best makeup in the world,
and
obviously.
Sign palettes, obviously.
Of course, ones you can't get anywhere in the world anymore.
Nowhere ever.
And then what else, Amanda?
And then they're going to win access to my personal development and mindset course called Ignite.
Awesome.
Yes, that was awesome. On the last woman who enrolled in that, we ended up doing a one-on-one session as well. So that might be in the works for you.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So how to enter, guys. All you have to do is follow us on our new Related Podcast Instagram, which is at
The Related Podcast.
Okay. And then you just have to comment a review. Well, five star, if you believe it's a 5-star podcast, and then leave a little review for us on our podcast.
But they have to screenshot their entry to at the related podcast.
And you could DM it to us so that way we could see your entry.
Yes, you could DM.
So write your comment on, like, what is it, Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. where you can review it,
yep.
screenshot it, and then send it to us on there. And then we're going to go through the DMs on Instagram to pick the winners.
So I know that Spotify actually doesn't allow commenting. So if you are someone who uses Spotify, make sure you're following and you can post it on your Instagram story, tag us in it, and that's another way to enter if you're on Spotify as well.
Sure.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. So I hope you guys are excited. We will announce the winners
in a week or two.
Let's do next week. We'll do next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
Stay tuned. And we're going to wrap up today's episode with a quote as always.
Woohoo!
If people are doubting how far you can go,
go so far that you can't hear them anymore.
I love that. Love that.
That's
too.
A good one.
And then on a positive note. So enjoy your weekend, guys. We love you so much.
Love you. Love you.
Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.